Okay, so the question is, and just review. So the question is, if a son hits his father and accidentally kills him, does he go to Gaulis? So you have a contradiction. Our Mishnah says yes, but another Braisa says no. Make nefesh, if you hit a person, a soul, not if you hit your father. Excludes your father. So it's a contradiction.
It's an inference?
It's an inference. It's a mead. It could have just said make or something like that. Make umeis. But make nefesh, it says where you're hitting the nefesh, where the whole crime is because you're hitting the nefesh, you're killing. Mm-hmm. As opposed to the father, where it's a crime in its own right. Where the Rashi learns, and we'll explain this, but make nefesh means it's where the soul, a normal person, it's a capital crime when you kill somebody. Just hitting somebody, okay, so you shouldn't hit somebody, but it's not the capital crime. It's not five misa for just hitting him. It's only for killing. It's only make nefesh. It's only when you kill his soul, or you kill him, that it's the crime. But by your father, the hit itself, you chayev misa for hitting your father, wounding him. So make nefesh, it's like only where the make nefesh, that kind of a thing. But by the father, it's not so much the killing, but it's even the hitting is the crime. So it's not referring to that case. It's excluding somebody where the crime exists. The capital crime exists even prior to the nefesh, so it excludes that. Okay? So the Gemara, so you have a contradiction though, because that's one brisa, but the other, our Mishnah says that if you hit your father and you kill him, you do go to Gaulis. So it says it's dependent upon a different question. The question is, what's more stringent? Sayef, beheading, which is the crime, which is the punishment for murder, for stam murder, or chenek, strangling, which is the punishment for hitting one's father. Okay, one hits one's father, he's chayef chenek, strangling. What's a more chamor crime? So if you, it's a machlokas, that happens to be a machlokas. Okay? Rabbanan and Rabbi Shimon. So the Rabbanan hold Saif is more chamor. Saif is more stringent. Okay? So therefore, which is a crime, which is a punishment for killing. So therefore, if you kill your father, you're doing two things simultaneously. You're hitting your father, which is a lesser punishment, and you're also killing, murder. And then murder, if you do a b'shogeg, so you're going to get galus. Why not? The fact that you happen to also do a lesser crime together with your murder shouldn't in any way exempt you from going to galus. Right? In other words, you killed b'shogeg. Well, unless you killed b'shogeg, who cares that you also hit your father, which is a lesser crime? It's irrelevant. Well, unless you killed b'shogeg, when you killed b'shogeg, you go to galus. It doesn't matter that you also did something less. It's not going to take anything away from it. But if, on the other hand, chenek is worse, okay, the crime for hitting your father is worse, so then, I'll tell you the facts, and I'll tell you what we said, is then you say that when you kill your father by accident, you're killing a person, which is Sayyid, and you're also doing the chenek crime, because you're hitting your father. Now, who said, just because the Torah gives you a kapara for killing, but who says you get a kapara for that? For killing your father, for hitting your father, which is chenek, more stringent. So we said, so what? Fine. But they're two separate things. And you should still get galus for the killing b'shogeg. So the fact that you happen to also do another more stringent crime, okay, fine. So you may have done a lot of crimes in your life, but why does that in any way take away from the fact that you still killed and you should have to get a kapara for killing b'shogeg? Right? What we just said is like this, is that you can't exactly separate. You can't look at it as to say you're doing two totally separate things. You're killing somebody and also you're hitting your father. Okay? Because we said like this, is that hitting your father is like a kind of attack. It's like attacking your father, right? And killing your father is the fullest hitting. That's what he says, that killing your father is like a full-blown hitting of your father. It's not like you're hitting your father and you're also killing some other guy. Well, you're killing your father. Killing your father is the worst hit on your father. So it's like the most chamor hit on your father. You're killing your father. So you don't say you did two things. You killed a regular guy, you just killed, and then you also hit. No, you hit. You did one thing, so to speak. You did, what's your crime? Your crime is you hit your father. Hit, killed your father. Whereas the hitting of your father here was a full-blown hit, was like a fatal hit. Right? But you're basically, your crime is, it's a combination. It's like hitting your father is like, you don't break it up. It's like you're killing your father. So you can, now the question is, now this is a new kind of a killing. Right? Or you could say it's a new kind of hitting. It's the combination of the two. But you're killing your father. Now the question is, does this crime have a kapara? Have kapara for when you do a b'shogeg? So the answer is no, because it's more chomer. Because this is a new kind of, this is a killing, which is a chanek kind of a killing. Right? It's a more advanced killing. Because you see, even if you hit him, you get chanek. But now when you kill him, you don't just say it's a separate thing. You're hitting him and you're also killing him. You're saying is you're hitting him, it's a death blow to him. It's a type of a hit. So this type of a hitting is a more stringent killing than an ordinary killing. Right? It's a killing of your father, and this kind of a killing you don't get kapara for. You can't say, oh, fine, I'll get kapara for killing. I'm not going to get kapara for my father, but I'm going to get kapara for killing another guy. There's no separate thing. There's no killing a normal guy. It's one and the same thing. It's an advanced form of killing. But if, so that's what it's saying, is that's what it's teaching you, is ma'ake nefesh ma'ake aviv, is that you look at them as one joint activity. You don't just look at it as two separate things. I'm just hitting my father and I'm killing. That's not the way. Rather, you say killing your father is a new type of a killing, which is not called ma'ake nefesh, but it's called ma'ake aviv. It's a different type of a killing. There's two kinds of killing. There's regular killing, which is called Ma'ake Nefesh, and then there's killing your father, which is Ma'ake Av. It's a subset of the general list of hitting your father. And saying that you don't get kapara for. But this is only possible if you say that hitting your father, the chenek is worse. If you say chenek is less than Sayif, then you'll say, so hitting your father is on the chenek. So now you hit him and killed him. Okay, fine, but that's basically just killing a regular guy. I mean, for the hitting your father part, it's just chanek. So it could be a worse hitting of your father, but whatever. Hitting your father is only in the chanek ballpark. Now, sayef, killing is sayef. So the crime of the sayef, really, the stringent donash here, is really the major crime you're doing is sayef, is killing, and that's murder. And that's why would you say that doesn't get a kapara? It's like any other killing, b'shogeg. So then you're going to get kapara. So that's our Mishnah, which says that he does go to Golos. So it boils down to that question. Mishnah holds that chanek is that sayif is more chamor. So the fact that you killed and you also did a lesser crime of hitting your father, you don't say it now becomes a whole new kind of a thing. Because what's a whole new kind of a thing? Hitting your father, that's killing your father, but the whole father ballpark only gives you chanek. This is a more, much more higher level. It's a higher level. It's a sayif crime. So the sayif crime is just killing. So now killing you get a galus for. So who cares that you also combine the lesser thing? But if you say hitting your father is more stringent, so now killing your father is a new kind of a killing. It's a more stringent kind of a killing. Now this kind of a killing is a chana killing, a more stringent kind of a killing. Now we already see that there's kapara for that, so there's none. So it's the same makay nefesh, not makay aviv. There's a type of makay nefesh which is the worst kind of a makay nefesh. It's the worst kind of a killing. It's a killing of your father, which is a more stringent type of a crime, and it's an extension of hitting your father. And that crime, there's no indication there's kapara for that. Okay, so this was the way Rav Kahana resolved the contradiction between our Braisa and our Mishnah, Braisa and the Mishnah. Okay, but that's Rav Kahana. Today we're dealing with Rava. Okay, so again, the contradiction is on the one hand you have a Mishnah which says if you hit your father you go to Galus, on the other hand you have a Braisa which says if you hit your father you don't go to Galus. So right, contradiction. Good. Now Rav Kahana's way to say was one was Rav Shimon and one was Ravan. Our Mishnah was Rabbi Shimon, right? Who holds a chenek? I'm sorry. Our Mishnah said you do go to Galus. Oh, so our Mishnah was Rabbana, but the Braisa was Rabbi Shimon. Okay, fine, whatever. So Rava says no. He says when the Braisa is excluding, saying you don't go to Galus, when you kill it, when you hit your father. Rava Amar Prad Lo Osa Chabura Ba'aviv B'Shogeg. It's not talking about where you kill your father. If you kill your father, then it's, of course, you go to Galus, because it's like killing a regular person. Saif is worse. But it means if you hit your father, you don't go to Galus. Of course. You didn't kill him. Salgadai Tachamina, you may thought, I would have thought, Kivan the Bemezid Barkatalu, since if you kill your father, I'm sorry, since if you hit your father Bemezid, you go to Gala, you're Chayav Misa, right? If you hit your father Bemezid, you're Chayav Misa, Chanek, whatever. So to Beshogig Nami Ligli. So if you do Beshogig, you go to Galus. Kamash Malan, no. So again, it's teaching a totally different thing. That don't think that if you hit your father, Beshogeg, you go to Galus. It's not true. Why would I think you do? Because after all, if you kill him on purpose, I'm sorry, if you hit him on purpose, you get killed. So if you hit him by accident, I'll say you go to Galus. So it comes along the process to teach you, no, Maki Nefesh, Lo Maki Aviv. Right? That's what it's teaching you. But it's not a contradiction at all. It's talking about two different things. Our Mishnah is saying, if you kill your father, you go to Galus. The Braisa sings, if you hit your father, you don't go to Galus. So everything's plain and simple. Rashi. Rav Amar Braisa Nami Rabbanan Vehorig Yisav Nami Gola. If you hit your father, you go to Galus. Shigasayif you. Vodik Tani Palamaki Aviv Lav Lehorig Hamai. It's not talking about if you kill him. Elabet Ozubu Chabura B'Shogeg. It's talking about if you give him a Chabura B'Shogeg. Okay, so what's the problem with this Gemara? There's a simple problem here. The problem is the Havmina. The Torah sounds like a force. You don't need a Braisa or a Limud to teach me that if you hit your father or B'Shogeg, you don't go to Galus. Why would I think you do? And the Gemara knows this problem. It says, oh, because if you hit him on purpose, you'd get killed. Okay, yeah. So there's the Machal Shabbos, there's a million of heroes, not a million, but many, that if you do on purpose, you get killed. But if you do B'Shogeg, you don't go to Galus. Galus is specifically for Rotsayach, B'Shogeg, for a murderer, B'Shogeg. So now how do you just say all of a sudden, now we say, oh, well, if you hit your father, since if you have Viso, so therefore you, so if you do B'Shogeg, you go to Galus. I mean, why would I think that so much so that I need a limud to come and exclude it? Sounds crazy.
Is this more of like...
It's like maki nefesh is an interesting term. It doesn't call it rotsayach. I mean, sometimes it calls it rotsayach, but at least in this passage it's called maki nefesh. So it's another way to refer to rotsicha as maki nefesh. What's maki nefesh? It's like maki means hit. Hitting is nefesh. So it means
such a big hit that you like get inside is nefesh.
You just... Yeah, sort of. Or just the idea is that it's the extent of the hit. It's the, like, there's degrees of attacking a person. You could just tap him, you could make a chabura, you could kill, hit him in order and kill him. But it's like the fullest attack. Make nefesh. It's, you're not just hitting him, but you're hitting him to death. So it's like a type of attack. It's the fullest attack. It's where the attack results in death. But it's a type of attack. That's what Ritzicha is. It's a type of, it seems my point is like, murder is falls into a category of activities of attacking a person, and the fullest extent is the one end of that gamut is where you hit him and you actually kill him. But there's a lesser extent, which is where you just start hitting him, or you're just attacking him, or maybe when you make a wound. So there's different degrees on the
different stages of
the different stages of severity. There's stages of hits. There's stages of hit. There's a gamut. And at the one end of the gamut is where the hitting is maki nefesh. And lesser is if you hit him less. Now, what it's saying is that by the father, the Torah prohibited not only if you, or not only did it prohibit, but it's, in general, by a normal person, it's prohibited all the way. The whole gamut's prohibited. You're not allowed to hit a guy, right? Little Yosef, you're not allowed to hit a guy at all. But it's only Chiyav Misa when you get to the other end of the gamut where you're hitting is you hit him to death, where you're attacking to death, where it reaches that quantity. But by a father, you're Chayav even for Make. The Shame Make itself you're Chayav for. I mean, it's interesting you need a Chabura, but apparently that's the line. But in other words, there's a lesser line in the attacking of your father because of his significance. You're Chayav Misa even for a lesser point of it, a lesser attack.
If you hit that by Shogeg, you would think that it would be like the same.
Oh, right. So you'd say is like this, is that it's the same that Shogeg is for Makai, for hitting, for the crime, the capital crime of attacking another person. Now, by the father, by a regular person, that crime is only a capital crime. The attacking a person is only when he actually dies. And then you attack a person, and an attack is like an aggressive thing, and galus is for someone who accidentally does an attack. Accidentally does the capital crime of an attack. So by a regular guy, it's only you kill him by accident. Mm. By a father, he already is, he's already the capital crime of Make, of attacking him, even once he gives him a wound. So I'll say that if you, that right when you do that, you're chayef.
So it's almost like...
So you go to galus, so I say you go to galus for that also? Because it's the same crime, it's like it's differentiated in quantity. The chiddush by father is that you're chayef for a lesser quantity of an attack. But it's the same quality of attacking a person, it's just telling you the shear, so to speak, of the attack is less by your father. So I'll say is that general crime is what shagush galus is created for that. So I'll say is that no, that he's also going to galus. So kamash malano make nefesh velo make aviv. Galus is, we have to define what the maskan is, but the pshat is no, you're only for make nefesh, only for that crime, only where it's the regular person and it reaches that peak of killing him do you go to galus, but not where it's the lesser quantity by the father. You'd say it's like this. Then me, so you'd say it's like this: is that there's certain attacks the Torah says are chayiv misa. Okay, they're chamor attacks. And those attacks are chayav misa. Now, if you do those attacks v'shogeg, we're not going to kill you, but you still need to go to galus. So it's like for a makah chamura. Mm-hmm. It's the chamur, those attacks which make you a barakatala. So it means that's a chamur type of an attack. If you do that attack, we kill you. But if I do a v'shogeg, then there's a lesser solution, which is lesser kapara, which is that you go to galus. That's what I would say. If you didn't have a limud, I mean, it's interesting. I don't know if I would have said this, but this is what Gemara is holding. Apparently, you would have said, without a limud to the contrary, this is what you would have said. So now Matt's question is, what's the maskana? Is the maskana, one possibility is what you said, is that, no, hitting your father is not just quantitatively differentiated, just a lesser type of an attack, of the line. But it's just a different crime. It's like, for instance, you're not allowed to curse your father. That's also a crime. So that's like a lack of kibbut avayin. That's nothing to do with killing anybody or something, right? That's a totally different thing. So you could just say that not hitting your father has nothing to do with killing a person. It's not just a lesser degree of the make, but it's a totally different avera. Make aviv is a different avera, totally different avera. It's an avera like Shabbos. Just because you chayav misa for a different avera doesn't mean you're a galus. So you could say the Maskana is teaching you that Make Aviv really is not, that's not the concept of hitting your father. Hitting your father is a different, totally different thing from killing a person. Right? That's one way to go. What's the other way to go? The other way to go is to say it's true, it is really a Maka. And by the father, it's the extended Maka. The Torah extends the share of Maka. But, and says Yechayiv Misa even for the lesser Maka. But Galus, Xeris HaKasav of Make Nefesh below Make Aviv, is that Galus is not just for any Make Chamura, but it's reserved for Make Nefesh. Galus is not just for people who are Chayav Misa Barkatalas because they attack. It's not just for attackers. It's for murderers. So it doesn't even though, because of the nature of Galus, it's a limud about what Galus is for. Galus is a kapara which is reserved for Make Nefesh. Not just for any maka, which is a chamor maka. You know, you do a hit attack, which is a capital crime. It's for maka nefesh, below maka aviv. So maka aviv, yeah, maka aviv is a type of maka, and it's a chamor maka, and it's a maka that gives you the death penalty. But let's say you do a bishogeg. Bishogeg, that you don't have. There's no galus for that. There's no galus for that. Galus is for, maybe because of what you said, maybe because of that, the point of Shemias Nefesh. I mean, I don't know. You could guess. I mean, you'll say because of Shemias Nefesh. The Machayev of Galus is because of Shemias Nefesh. If you end up killing a person, that's terrible. Even Meshogeg, you have to be super careful about that. But if you hit your father, it's not like there's a bad result. It's a bad crime. But if you did a Meshogeg, it's not, you don't need necessarily the same Shemira for that, because it's not like he's dead. He just got a wound. So maybe. I don't know. You can speculate as to why. But halachically, it's saying it's true that it is. I mean, it seems to me this is smoother. It to say a smaller move, not to say the maskana is totally different, totally rejecting the Havmina. If this was the Havmina, what you would have said without any limud, then presumably that's the way to think about it. They're saying it's true Maki Aviv is a lesser Haka, and you're Chayav Misa even for that Shir at that point. And therefore you would have thought that Golos is for any time you have a Maka Chamura. Kamashmoa, no. Golos is restricted. Maki Nefesh. Only where it's Nefesh. It says Nefesh. It puts in the word Nefesh there where I guess it's extra to show you only that type of a Maka. Not just any Maka Chamura, but it's for murder. So when you actually end up killing somebody with Shogeg. Maki Aviv, Chamor, yes. You do Mezid Chayav Misa, yes. But it's not the same thing. And that's not what Golos is for. Golos is specifically constructed for Maki Nefesh. You know? It seemed I like that way better. It's smoother, you know? Right. It's interesting, though. You wouldn't have thought of this. I mean, I don't know if you know this from doing the Sugi of Maki Aviv. It's interesting. You could probably study all the halachas of Maki Aviv and do that Sugi. You wouldn't necessarily know that it's like an extension of Maki... you know, an extension of killing. You think it's a totally different thing, right? You cursing your father, you also have Misa for. So that's not an extension of killing, that's a different thing, it would seem. So you to say that it's an extension of, you know, it's a chiddush. I wonder if you'd notice it from that sugya. You're doing that sugya, you're going to know this. So you're doing this sugya, it comes up. You know, maybe it would, maybe it wouldn't. I don't know. It's just, it's interesting. It's a chiddush. What? I do this again. Okay, so that's this Gemara, right? So now the Gemara says like this. So we can set up some problems for tomorrow. So it says, let's get some shot. So it says, HaKol Golem Oidei Yisrael. Okay? So it says, everyone goes to Golos Oidei Yisrael. That's the end of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, HaKol Golem Oidei Yisrael, V'Yisrael Golem Oideihem. Everyone goes to Golos for killing Yisrael, and Yisrael goes to Golos for killing them, Chutz Migir Toshav. Except for a Ger Toshav. The Ger Toshav ain't a Gola, a Ger Toshav. So Ger Toshav is a guy who accepted Shem Sinach, only goes to Golos for killing a Ger Toshav. So the Gemara is going to take this apart. It says, who's it including? It's to include if you kill an Eved or a Kusi.
They kill you, huh?
What? They kill you. This is Hakol Golan Al Yidei Yisrael. Right. If they kill you, right.
Yes,
yeah, so if they kill you. So they go to Golos if they kill a Jew. So it's Tanino Adonaban, Ever Kusi Gola Veloka Ide Yisrael. Yisrael go Veloka Ide Kusi Veever. So it says an Ever and a Kusi go to Golos, or they get Malkos for Yisrael. And Yisrael goes to Golos or gets Malkos for a Kusi and an Ever. So it says Bisham Kusi Veever Gola Ide Yisrael Veloka. Right, so what's it talking about? Loka Gola de Katle. He goes to Golos. If a guy kills a Jew, he's going to go to Golos by accident, right? If he kills him by accident. The Loka, and he's going to get Malkos de Lachia if he curses him. So if a guy curses a Jew, he's going to get Malkos. El Yisrael Gola Veloka de Kusi. But when you say that a Jew is Chai of Golos and Malkos for a Kusi, for a guy, Bishlam a Gola, I understand the case where he goes to Golos de Katle if he kills him. El Loka. Am I? What's he chai of Malkos for? Delatia? You can say because he curses him. V'nasi b'amcha losor. But the halacha is that you're only chai for cursing somebody. So the limud for the yonala to curse somebody is v'nasi b'amcha losor. And nasi, a priest, a prince, means like a king or whatever in your nation. In your nation, you can't curse. So the limud is, first of all, it's not only a prince, it's anybody. But be'amcha means he has to be be'amcha in your nation. What does it mean in your nation? It means he's osei maisei amcha. He's living like a Jew. He's living like someone. He's doing actions that are in line with your nation. So if you're cursing a guy, it doesn't even a Jew you're not chayiv. If you curse a rasha, even that you're not going to be chayiv for.
So how do we let it work the other way?
Oh, so if he curses a Jew, that makes sense. He'll say he's cursing a Jew, because a Jew is so you get Malkus for cursing a Jew. So it's saying, you could say, it means if a guy curses a Jew, he's also going to get Malkus. But the other way, we're going to say the Jew does something to the guy, he's going to get Malkus. What's this something which he's going to do? You're going to say it's cursing, but cursing is only for, it's only for cursing a Jew, who's even an upstanding Jew. So you can't tell me you get Malkus for cursing a guy, it doesn't make sense. So it says, Elam Ravacha Bar Yaakov, so we're, by the way, I wanted to find that idea. What that lima? There's one thing I want to find is what's the svara of cursing is only yotzei ma'aseh. What's that idea that sort of cursing is only yotzei ma'aseh amcha? The Rambam I don't think brings it down, by the way. Couldn't find it. I looked, but whatever. Ella amaravacha bar Yaakov kigon shehayid bo behuzan. It's talking about if maybe it's where you testified against the guy that he's chayiv malchus, and then you turn out your neidim zomim, so you plan to give him malchus, so you're going to get malchus. It says the kavosa gav evet shebe behuzan. So you're going to say then the flip case is going to be if the guy did that to you, but evet lavar bar edusu, but a guy evet doesn't shayich edus. So you can't say, the Brisa is saying is that if you do it to a guy, you get Malchus. If he does it to you, you get Malchus. So if you tell me the case is about Eidos, so then it doesn't work out because an Eved or a guy doesn't even do Eidos. So it can't be talking about that case. Okay, so it just rejects it. So Ella, this is what answers. Ella, Amar of Rachel Berderica, Hachamayt King, Kachay Koa, Kachay Mashav Pruta. It's talking about where a guy hits a Jew, he hits him a hit that the damage is less than a Shav Pruta. Okay, the Amar Rami Amar Yochanan he called Kosh Hashem Hashem Bruta Loka, because if you normally if you hit somebody, you don't get Malchus, because you get the halacha is you have these five payments Nezek Tzari Poshevet Boshes, all the monetary damages that come back from hitting him, so you don't get Malchus. That you don't get both Malchus and Ramam. So the pasuk teaches you you pay monetary damage if you hit somebody, if you wound him, you know. But if you hit him less than Shavu Bruta, like a little tiny wound, barely nothing, doesn't do any damage, so there is no mamon. Plus, then you have malchus. So a hit. It's funny. You think it's a little hit. Okay, so we'll only give you malchus. Right. So it turns out. So saying is that case that there's no din of osim ma'aseh. So it's talking about if a guy hits the Jew. It's saying is where the Jew hits the guy, then you give me chayv malchus. Right. So v'lo makshin on a kala klala. This is the important point. It says you don't compare. This is because you could have argued that, listen, if you're cursing, you have this halacha that he's only if he's upstanding, if he's also my samcha, maybe for hitting it'll be the same halacha. So he's saying, no, we don't compare that. Rashi, Lomar, Shana Kalakol, Lomar Kashem Shayna Lok al Kilalasso, the Siv Amcha, Kachlo Yilka halacha also, who plucked the Hebrew Sanhedrin, the Ikab the Makish, the Lomakish. So it's a machlokas whether or not you compare. By cursing, definitely, only chayiv for cursing someone if he's osim ma'aseh, if he's doing he's living like a Jew. And it wouldn't apply by a guy. The question is, do you say the same thing by hitting? Or you say, no, by hitting it doesn't matter. So this Gemara must be holding by hitting it doesn't matter. Okay, and therefore, when you hit a guy, you're a guy, it's you, so you both get malchus. So that I want to find that also. So I want to find the basic. You don't get malchus. And the thing is, you do get malchus. Well, this Gemara is holding you do get malchus for a guy Yisrael hitting a Jew. Yisrael gets malchus for hitting a guy.
No matter what kind of Yisrael.
Yeah, no matter what kind of Yisrael. Right, exactly. It doesn't matter what kind of Yisrael, and it doesn't matter if it's the guy.
The guy also gets malchus.
I think so. I think unless it's so, Eved, I mean, you have to look at the Harash is in the case. Looking at Eved or Kusi.
The problem before with the. With the Kigon Shahid was that there was no parallel between it?
Yeah, right, because there has to be both. There has to be parallel. Has to be, it's the same case, which Yechayiv, he's Chayiv Malchus, V'yir Chayiv Malchus Rem, and he doesn't do Eidos altogether. He's not Shayach to Eidos. So it can't be talking about an Eidos case. So what's the case? So it's saying, oh, the case where he hit him.
Right.
Hit him, there's no Malchus. So because in general, mal hitting doesn't have Malchus because it's Mammon. So cursing doesn't apply because he's a guy. So it has to work out. It's about a case where you hit him less than Shabbat Pruta. Hitting less than Shabbat Pruta, there's no Mammon, so there's Malchus. Yes. But it's saying is if you hit, it says, but the same way if you curse him, you don't get malchus because unless he's also my sample, maybe you say the same thing for hitting. So they're saying this sheet is holding, sheet is bison must be holding that you don't say that there's a difference in hitting and cursing. By hitting, you don't need this halacha of my sample. But that's he's saying is a machlokas.
What's the connection?
What's going to be hitting and cursing?
Yeah.
Good question. It says it's compared over there. I looked at this Gemara. It's very hard to find what this is even talking about. Where's the hekesh exactly? I mean, whatever. Somehow there's a comparison. It seems like Rashi over there says that the Pesukim are like back to back, but I couldn't find them. To me, they didn't look back to back. I don't know what he's talking about exactly, but it seems like you could look at it. But I don't know. Somehow that's what we have to think about it in Sfar. I mean, there's not much there. But basically, we have to understand what's the whole idea by cursing altogether. So you need the halacha of osim ma'aseh. And then once we understand that, we say, do you compare? Do you say by hitting the same thing applies, or do you say hitting is different? my sample. There's no halacha. I mean, nezek. If you damage a guy who's not listening to my sample, you damage his cow. I mean, you have to. You owe money. I mean, he does have bylaws in general. I mean, there's no halacha that a guy doesn't own anything. So if you hit him and you shove bruta on you, whatever, then of course you have to pay for it. You damage them. It's like damage.
The machlokas is only by these light hits.
Yeah, by the light hits. Well, it's because of the thing of hitting, which might be compared to cursing.
Right.
Yeah, it's only by the light hits, practically.
Right.
Because
no, because that's just nezek. I mean, hitting a big hit is just nezek, so nezek is nezek.
No, but the